97.9, 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and I am the mush. I've been the mush all season, and I apologize in advance to the very beautiful Joanna Krupa from Dancing with the Stars. Joanna, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Now, we're recording this late on Monday because of scheduling and whatnot, and we're going to play it on the air on Tuesday. Joanna, I'm sorry. I'm sorry right now, and I'll tell you why. I had the Olympic swimmer girl, and that next day, she got eliminated. I had Melissa Joan Hart. That next day, she got eliminated. I feel like I'm the mush on Dancing with the Stars, and I really hope that I'm not the mush with you. I really and truly don't.
No, I don't feel bad. I had a radio interview last week, and the same thing happened with them, and I still stayed on. So let's hope all goes well. But you know what? Whatever happens, it's, you know, we are in week 8. I've definitely exceeded my expectations when it comes to the show. You know, I didn't know I could go as far as I did, just because, you know, I don't have any talent, any dancing background. So I'm very proud of myself, and I work really hard to get here. So whatever happens at this point, you know.
Well, that leads me to my next question. I was wondering, you know, going into this, what exactly did you expect, and did it meet your expectations, or was it completely different?
I definitely exceeded my expectations, you know, because when I first signed up for the show, I was over the moon excited because I wanted to do this show for so long. And I was basically speechless when I got the phone call. It was just an amazing feeling getting the show because I wanted it so bad. And they, you know, the media was talking in interviews like all about this model curse. I guess models get voted off first always or second. So I'm like, okay, well, if I can get to week 3, at least I'll feel okay, you know, because week one, you know, would be bad because of the model curse. Week 2 wouldn't be that great, but week 3 is still okay. So that was my whole goal. Okay, let's get to week 3. So now that we're at week 8, it's like, you know, it's such an honor being here. It's, you know, because it's obvious that we're getting support from the voters because it's so important. You know, even though the judges, you know, have been great with us for the last 8 weeks, it's so important for voters to, you know, to call in or vote online for the favorite couple. Because last week, you know, Aaron Carter had the best scores for the solo dance, and he was still in the bottom 2.
Right.
You know, that's why it's just so important for viewers to understand, just because you get good scores from the judges doesn't mean that we're safe. It's, you know, it totally doesn't mean that. And, you know, and I'm just, you know, so excited to even be in this situation in a week 8, and it's been a really tough week, you know. So we'll see what happens.
Sure.
And hopefully we'll be safe again, because I'm just having such a blast, you know, even though it's so much hard work. It's just such a great thing to be on the show.
Again, we're talking to Joanna Krupa, Dancing with the Stars. Now, it's down between you, Aaron Carter, Donny Osmond, Kelly Osbourne, and Maya. Now, yeah. How many people are getting eliminated this week?
One couple.
Okay. And then the finals are the top 3, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's all for the trophy. Now, is there like a cash incentive, or is all just for you're the winner?
No, you're basically just the winner. You get the trophy. You know, obviously a lot of press comes with it. You get to do, you know, different TV shows and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's about the big trophy.
Now, here's a question. How much interaction, you mentioned the judges earlier, how much interaction do you actually have with them outside of the taping of the show?
You don't. You basically, you know, once you start the show, when the live show starts, that's the first time you see them. I mean, during the Mambo, it was like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Right.
They were there in rehearsals, watching our Mambo. But usually they're never there in rehearsals. They're only there when it comes to the live show. So, you know, we really don't get to see them. Maybe before the live show, they'll pass by, we'll say hi, but that's about it.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, Joanna Krupa, Dancing with the Stars. We're talking to her. This is being taped on Monday. We're playing it on Tuesday. So I wish I could talk to you about what happened last night, because that'd be the ultimate. But unfortunately, we can't, the way it's working out. But I can talk to you about your upcoming spread in Playboy magazine. I love you.
No.
and I read somewhere that you're defending it. You're happy with it. You really don't care what other people say, do you?
Well, it's not just about that. You know, I did Playboy in 2005, and they've been, you know, so great to me. They named me the sexiest swimsuit model in the world, and they also put me, you know, in their list of the 25 most beautiful celebrities next to, you know, like.
Well, yeah. Hello.
So I really am grateful to Playboy. So when they came back and, you know, approached me for another cover, I'm like, listen, I would love to do it, but only under one condition, where I get to shoot with one of my favorite photographers, Rankin. So they made it happen. I flew out to London, did a shoot. I had total control over the photos. It's not like I have no control. You know, I had total control over the photos. The ones I didn't like, I totally X'd out. You know, hair and makeup, I totally had my say in what I liked. You know, I knew Rankin as one of the top, so his lighting would be amazing. And it was, you know, just a great, great shoot. I'm very proud of it. And, you know, and Playboy did serve its purpose in the past. You know, they've been great to me. So, you know, why go against something that worked in the past?
Sure. Joanna Krupa, I'm wondering, and I'm not trying to be dirty, I'm wondering how much security is on the photo shoot with something like this. I would imagine the security's got to be super duper tight.
Security mean during the photo shoot? Or?
Yeah, during the photo shoot.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, just basically the photographer, the like everybody that he's worked with for years, I think, that, you know, because he's a top-notch photographer, so he doesn't mess around. You mean, like, security with people trying to come in and stuff?
Or? Yeah, well, what I'm saying is I have not seen the pictorial, but I would imagine if it was, like, an exotic setting or if it was outdoors, there must be concerns with people with their cell phones and their BlackBerries trying to snip pictures when you're in, you know, in your birthday suit.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely a close set. I mean, we shot it in his studio, but the first Playboy that I shot in 2005, it was actually in Palm Springs outdoors, but it was totally close set. Nobody was allowed in.
How do you deal with paparazzi?
You know, I don't, I go out, and then when I see them, so at least I know I'm prepared. Like, they don't follow me around too much just yet, where it comes to the point where it's like annoying. But if you go to places where you know they might be, then you know it's fine. Just
do you purposely do you not go outside wearing like sweats and stuff because you may run into them? Do you think about that at all as you go through your day?
No, you know, it's like I love being in my sweats when I'm not working. I love to pull my hair up and, you know, put my sunglasses on and big, you know, big geeky, you know, boy pants, sweatpants. So yeah, I don't really think about it. I probably should, but I've been lucky where it still hasn't. I still haven't been caught looking like a bum.
Nice. When does the issue of Playboy come out?
December, and it's actually on newsstands November 13th.
Wonderful. Again, Joanna Krupa, the new issue of Playboy, and also Dancing with the Stars on ABC. One thing we do with all you big-time celebrities, the quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's just get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Joanna Krupa, when you go out to the bar, what's your drink of choice?
Vodka Red Bull or vodka cranberry, or lemon drop shots. It just depends on the evening.
Oh, that a girl!
If I really need to get hammered fast, I have lemon drop shots.
Oh, I need to party with you. That's fantastic. What is when you order a pizza? What toppings do you get on it?
Usually, I get all the vegetables or a chicken barbecue. I mean, it just depends on the, you know, what I'm craving.
Favorite toy as a child.
Favorite toy as a child? I had this little bear that my mom gave me. It's actually not a bear, but a lamb, like a stuffed lamb with a little bell, and I still have it to this day.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Favorite body part, geez. It just depends on the person, but lips.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Gosh, favorite toy, my cell phone.
What do you have?
My what?
What do you have? What kind is it?
I have a BlackBerry, a Verizon BlackBerry.
Oh, my God, I love mine.
Yeah, like I'm attached to it, basically. So, yeah, it's definitely my toy that I have to have around.
BBM is fantastic. It's my favorite.
It really is.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Yeah, but it is obsessive. It's like a crackberry. It's so true. And, you know, when they make fun of it, it's a crackberry.
So, like, during the things, are you checking, like, your Facebook and BBMing and going online and the whole thing?
Oh, definitely. In between, like, you know, hair and makeup, I definitely do.
And finally, Joanna Krupa, Dancing with the Stars. Who's going to win Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Maya and Donnie were in the finals.
No, the answer is you. The answer is
know,
you.
Never
damn
know.
It, so damn
I'm,
it,
I'm
damn it. No.
Hard. I'm focusing a week at a time.
Joanna Krupa, I am not the mush. You will not let me be the mush this week. Come on.
Oh, gosh, yes. We'll turn the tables, hopefully.
All right, Joanna Krupa, Dancing with the Stars on ABC. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck. We'll be right back. Joanna Krupa, everybody, be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning at Kiss FM.